Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are you so over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stinkweed Pete writes in. The archivist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would be the proper
historian.
Term. Historian. And he tells us that on or about this date in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history, 2014.
3 years. I know you're looking at
the subtraction king.
I'm there.
Comes through again.
3 years. Okay. This can't be
amazing, man.
How could have been a tent pissing incident?
Well, it does have to do with you, Todd.
Of course it does.
But September. It's nothing. It's not one of those incidents where. Yeah, maybe you shared too much. It's not one of those.
So it's not particularly embarrassing.
No. This is on or about this date in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire History 014. Todd is sporting a gaping face hole.
That's right.
Oh.
When you beat cancer.
Yeah. Yes.
You beat cancer before Craig beat it.
That's right.
So that's when
yeah, but
you're
he didn't beat opioid addiction.
He didn't beat, no, he's still struggling with opioid addiction. Craig just brushed it off.
Sort of.
Yeah, they didn't give me any medication for my cancer in that particular instance.
Your gaping face hole?
They cut your face hole off.
They just took a biopsy and
cut your face hole.
And called me later and said, nah, it's not the bad stuff. And we think we got it all.
That's good.
So I want to thank the doctors.
Well, don't sell yourself short, too, Craig. Or Todd, you fought
went.
It. You fought it, and you beat it.
You went to the doctor.
I did. And I put up a fight. And to this day, I always apply my sunscreen. Well, sometimes I forget.
But I say always.
But as a rule of thumb.
But he's got a new collection of large floppy hats.
That's right.
This is Better Breakfast Month.
All right. I love when you do that when we have guests that have no idea what the show is about. It's almost embarrassing. I look over thinking, this guy is thinking, why am I on this show? I see it all the time in their face. Like, that's a bit. Especially they sit right down. And it's I go, Craig, what do you got? You do that.
We go, this is Better Breakfast Month. Is it now?
And because it's, I don't think they realize right away that we're making fun of those days. Like, other radio shows take them seriously.
Or
we make fun of them and they think, oh my God, it's that kind of show?
If they just sat down and Craig did that, they would be expecting like somebody to deliver a big breakfast.
No.
Right.
I think they think
or a just, better breakfast or
like
something.
Like we're some kind of production. And then when breakfast doesn't come, they're disappointed. So what is a better breakfast?
One that is better than the one I had this morning.
Yeah, well, they're all better than the ones we have.
They really are.
We don't eat very good breakfast.
No.
We eat little energy bars.
Yes, bars.
Or barbecue.
I've been bringing my Jimmy Dean Delights every morning.
Oh, that's right.
They kick ass. Keep me going.
I'm surprised you bring the processed food in.
I have to. Because I'm just burned out, and the trail mix doesn't work for me.
Oh, don't get me
halfway
wrong.
Through the show.
Those are good. I like them.
They're excellent.
And I don't have time to make me any eggs or anything in the morning.
No.
So that's the one bad thing about this job, is you never really get to have a good breakfast.
Saturdays and Sundays.
Generally, who wake up early in the morning, sometimes I like to have breakfast in the evening because I'm denied breakfast in the morning.
That's interesting.
Absolutely.
It is.
I think
I bet there's a lot of people.
Oh, I know. I eat breakfast. I've done that before, too.
Who work up very in fact, my daughter, who doesn't even wake up as early as I do, really enjoys breakfast in the evening.
Yeah.
In fact, who doesn't? I don't want to know you if you don't enjoy breakfast in the evening.
Thank you.
The last few years, it's become a Christmas Eve tradition with my wife's family. We do breakfast for dinner on Christmas Eve.
Good idea.
I make waffles.
Then you got to go to church at midnight too, don't you?
No. God. No, hell with that.
Screw Christmas. Hate Christmas.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Greg hates it too, apparently.
The other day, I almost
not the baby Jesus.
You just hate Christmas, man. It sucks.
That's the baby.
Holiday sucks.
Come on.
I've gotten it to where I could almost flip the omelet in the omelet pan.
Flip it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But you know, when you miss, it's kind of messy.
Yeah.
It's tough to practice.
Yeah. So anymore, I just take a plate, flip it over.
Flip it over.
Do it like that. Oh. Until I can get it down. Getting better.
I've done the same thing with pancakes. Mm-hmm. Try to flip it, and it gets a little off, and then you end up with batter on you.
We've seen
yes,
that.
You do.
That's not batter. That's not batter, dude.
Sometimes you come in the morning with batter on you.
Sorry.
And we don't even mention that you have batter on you
until
after the show.
Because it's on his back.
Yeah. Okay, so I hang out with you guys too much.
Yes.
I hang out with you guys too much. I was at the.
Well, we get paid to hang out with each other.
I was at the doctor a couple weeks ago. It's been several weeks ago now, and I haven't brought this up. And they were, I don't know, they were doing something. And so they, okay, lay down here. All right, turn and face the wall. Now, the next thing you're going to feel is gel on your neck. And I almost fell over.
You said, I fell for that last time. You wanted to say about 1,000 lines, didn't you?
There was. There was 1,000.
Right.
And there not none
That's
of them.
That's what she said.
There was none of them.
I fell for that last time, Doc.
And it was. Here, turn and face the wall.
If I hear a zipper, I'm going to be pissed.
Here, if
All
I don't.
All kinds of stuff. If I don't hear a zipper, I'm going to be pissed. That's the line, exactly, because that would confuse the hell out of them.
It would.
Nuru gel? You put a little Nuru gel on your neck?
Hey, if only.
Yeah. That's a hell of a doctor.
Yeah, it was.
Are you supposed to wear that?
Some 60-year-old guy rubbing naked all over you.
Oh, no, he was much younger.
Good.
Craig's the sugar daddy.
Yeah.
He likes to be the old one.
I just pictured a young dude, Nuru and Craig.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Have you gotten the raft and tried the Nuru yet?
No, I haven't done that.
Do you know anybody who's tried it, or is that just a porn?
No, the Nuru looks it's so freaking cool. I don't know.
Well, you can get that at the Bunny Ranch now.
Yes, you can.
Or a little Nuru massage.
Yeah, didn't we see they started some of the girls start to offer that? They got a Nuru room.
Yeah,
but I haven't heard of just, you know, everyday couples giving each other the Nuru.
A lot of setup and cleanup.
But there's a lot of people who will put a lot of effort into their sex.
Well, they got no kids running around the house either. You got the free time, Todd.
No,
you got no kids around your house.
No, you don't want to see those puppies sliding out of the new room.
Well,
gel.
Keep the puppies
Aren't
out of the new room.
I thought they were leaving.
No, there's still three left.
Oh.
They'll be gone by the end of the week. Then let's
So
the
next
new
week,
begin.
New room.
Yep.
No, Tyler's got to go first because he's been talking about it.
Oh, I want to do it, yeah. Yeah.
I'll take the kids for an afternoon.
Yeah. Well, then they can do it. They're old enough; they can do what
they
want.
You can just throw them outside and lock the door. They'll be fine.
Yeah, they don't even come home at the time anymore.
You know, puppies are hurting people, Todd.
How are they doing that?
Well, see, sad news: a bacterial infection outbreak in 7 states is linked to puppies.
Well, they lick you all over, so
they bite your face off.
Yeah.
So,
and these were sold at a national pet store chain called Petland. The CDC says at least 39 people have contracted campylobacteriosis.
That's what you get when you go to those puppy farms.
A common infection that can cause fevers and diarrhea.
In the morning.
Most times of day. Most recover with no problems, but the elderly and people with weakened immune systems are particularly vulnerable to more serious symptoms.
Could the elderly kiss their dogs their lips?
Well, wash your hands.
That's disgusting.
After touching your dog, their waste, or their food.
Touching your dog last night.
So puppies are killing people.
Okay. No, they're just making them
sick. That's the hype.
Yeah. That's the hype.
And bad puppies from bad breeders are killing people.
Well, they must have caught something, right, these puppies?
Well, they just don't get any attention.
Okay. It's a thing.
When you got 8 or 10 litters, they really don't pay attention to them. You feed them, that's it. And they sleep in their own crap.
I've been reading more and more about how you don't want to kiss a dog, which I don't ever let my dog kiss me in the lips. How nasty a dog's mouth is. You know, it's such a...
Just because it licks itself?
No, it's just everything that's in a dog's mouth is really horrible.
So that's why we've got immune systems.
Yeah, now, why don't I lick my nose? I don't do the... But even that's probably bad for you, but you know how the people that walk up and go... And then kiss their dog? It's disgusting,
So you stick to only the places where the peanut butter's
in. That's right.
See, there's one going away today.
Are you going to tongue bathe it? You're not tongue bathing me next Monday. Once my Steelers beat your Vikings.
I'm not going to be able to get a chance to say goodbye to him, so I said goodbye to him this morning.
Okay.
And he licked my beard a little bit.
Well, the beard's fine. Yeah. You didn't French kiss the thing, though, did you?
I kissed him on the nose.
That's illegal, actually.
I gave him a little kiss on the nose.
Is French kissing your dog illegal? Should be.
I think that's state to state. I'm not sure if there's federal laws on that.
It might not be here.
Yeah.
It might not be here.
I think that depends on where you're living.
Yeah, we're the good life. We suck face with our dogs.
Okay, then.
Yeah. In Enumclaw, that's just foreplay.
Oh, jeez.
I think it's required there.
I think
all
so,
right.
Yeah.
Move on. I'm sorry I went there.
Are you? We got a new dog. Yeah. We got a new dog in the club, so everybody's got to French kiss the dog.
Mm-hmm.
A Business Insider, there's reporting on a report published by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And they are talking about, you remember the Zika virus? It was a big deal. They figured out that the Zika hangs out in semen. So then you couldn't have sex with someone who had been...
That's right.
Okay,
you had me hanging out
in the area. All yes, right. In the Zika area.
Yeah.
Now, they've changed their tune, haven't they?
No.
Oh, they haven't?
No.
I thought Zika was good now.
No, you still get a baby, little small, pointy head. That's not good.
This really doesn't have anything to do with Zika specifically. But when they figured out that Zika was hanging out in semen, they started wondering what else is hanging out in semen.
That's a puss wonders all the time.
What other kinds of viruses or things hang out in particular areas of the body? Here's the deal. There are these viruses. There are viruses like Ebola, mumps, and this other thing that can cause a version of the common cold. These viruses appear to take advantage of one of the body's key protective mechanisms. It's called immune privilege. Certain parts of the body, like the eyes, do not allow for the immune system's defense armies. They're shielded from inflammation to protect more critical functions like vision.
So you're saying keep your eyes away from semen?
No. Not yours. I'm not saying that at all. I think you know that.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, I must have misinterpreted this article. Because I said there was something good about Ebola.
No. Man. You didn't see that at all.
Gosh.
There was nothing about that in this article.
Something good came out of the research.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You tell me what that is.
Yeah. Misinterpreted or just didn't read it at all?
Didn't make it to the bottom.
That's why I just read
didn't make it to the middle.
I read headlines and let Craig do the rest. That way I know that he'll give me the poop.
So it's also believed that some reproductive organs are immune privileged to protect sperm or eggs. That means that these viruses, you know, that they can hang out in places and there's no immune system there to beat them down.
All right.
This is true for semen. So they're figuring out different viruses and things that can be hanging out in semen now. They say that it's a foothold for... Well, Ebola.
Is this going to scare chicks? Stay away from semen?
Well, everybody.
Or men, too,
in some cases, viruses can persist for as many as 565 days in semen, meaning that an infected person can theoretically remain contagious for up to several months after they come down with one of these viruses.
That's a pretty specific number.
It is.
So, honey, if we just wait till the 566th day, we're good.
Yes. So clinicians and researchers now need to consider the possibility that traditional non-sexually transmitted viruses can persist in semen. And this raises the possibility of sexual transmission for these viruses.
Good sperms are.
I'm glad that doesn't work.
Cut off your sperm.
They say this doesn't mean that the virus can be sexually transmitted. To find out if it can, they need more research. It's unclear how several viruses on the list can spread.
His sperm is strong.
Thank you, Petey.
For 565 days.
Right.
There are some viruses that are thought to spread from person to person through respiratory fluids or urine, but the new study suggests that it can be passed on through semen.
Get off.
So everything's an STD now.
They're looking into this.
Dr. Mina's going to check in. We love when she talks about semen.
And they found at least 27 of these viruses hanging out in unsuspecting parts of the body.
What do you think about this, Puss?
I make waffles.
All right.
The researchers discovered the genetic material of several other viruses, dengue, SARS, smallpox, and human testes.
Oh, you had me as human testes.
Well, that was the end of the sentence. But they don't know if that's present in semen yet. So they're looking at all this.
You think they would have looked at was in semen from day one?
Yeah. No.
When they started looking at, you know, at Petri dishes full of semen years ago, they think they would have figured that out.
No.
Okay.
Sure did.
Maybe we should check on this fluid that gives life.
So they don't know if all this can be sexually transmitted to a new host. They're also figuring out how long these viruses can remain in semen and in what concentrations.
That's why we have immune systems, right, though?
But these hangs out in places where the immune system cannot go.
What if the semen's already in us? Which it is. We're sitting here with it in us.
Yeah. It means it's hanging out in your body.
Most of it's ours.
Yeah. It's hanging out in your body.
Yeah. Wouldn't it affect you somehow?
Yeah. It doesn't.
Could you give yourself a disease by having semen in your body?
So if you got Ebola, could you get Ebola from your own semen?
That's right.
Right.
Well, that means you would have already had Ebola.
Oh, good point. That is a better point.
You've already had that. You've already got this
in you. It's
in
your semen. It's in your body.
Okay. Yes.
Right, got it.
Yes.
And it's all gone away except for the ones in your semen.
So now if you're with a woman, you got to tell them, don't worry, I don't have Ebola, I don't have Zika.
You don't know that.
I know, but that's for you to tell
them. But no, they don't know if it's if you can sexually transmit a lot of these things.
All right, duck.
So if you have had the Ebola or the Zika or whatever, you're not out of the woods yet.
Correct. And if you're banging someone who has had the Zika, you're not out of the woods yet. Tyler.
I'll throw my name there. I'm not doing anything, man.
Now, that's kind of impugning his wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's leave her.
No,
I'm
not screwing her.
No,
it was not.
And Puss, for that matter.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going through the Rolodex in his head.
I haven't had sex with anybody in 20 years. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Anybody else?
And, coming up, 20 years.
Congratulations.
20 years. No. Don't congratulate me on that.
Absolutely congratulations.
I just remembered that.
Time
absolutely
to re-up.
Congratulations.
20 years.
Oh, yeah. What Puss said.
Every 10 years, time for a re-up.
No, that ain't going to happen. Because we got married 5 years after we met. I've been with her since.
Oh, you've been together for 20 years.
Yeah, I've been together. And, coming up 20 years.
Well, then you're going to have to start to
since I had sex with anybody else.
The re-up every 5 years.
Well, and
you know,
female.
And you know what? I should get a high five for that. But my wife probably won't high five me on that one. Honey, you know I haven't had sex with anybody since I met you.
You know why? Because she can say the same thing.
Yeah, but it should be congratulatory for somebody like us. It should be good for you.
It should be congratulatory to anybody.
True, but mainly guys like us. You know. Definitely guys like us. So thank you for the congratulations. I kept it in my pants for 20 years.
Right.
All right.
Until Monday. And a tongue bath doesn't really count.
That means I'm going to win.
It's
then,
a bet.
Huh?
He has to pay up on a bet.
That means I'm going to win.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking it out of my pants.
Involved.
I'm going to win.
Hey, you've got the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.